We'll continue here. The Medrash. The Medrash identifies a set of four nations based on the rivers. You know, there's a lot of fours. You know, there's Tayu, Bayu, Chayshech, Apnei Tahayim, and then you have the four rivers, and they also represent the four nations. And then you have the four Chayis in Daniel's vision, and then you have
is that like the four like river valleys and civilizations?
Okay, yeah. It comes from
are
there.
Are they the same, like...
Yeah, it comes from there. But that's what the Maral explains. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hashem created the world directly for Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was created directly by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu also created in the world that the world should be a world that his presence is not so apparently seen, and it's hidden. And when the emes hides itself, then the sheker emerges, because when you can't see the truth, so it's possible to masquerade as the truth. So, you know, when the king is there, so one would never dare masquerade as the king, because it's so clear that there's the king, that anyone attempting to masquerade as the king will be exposed for the fraud that he is. But the king is not there, so someone can get away with it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a void. Hashem created a void of his presence. He created the appearance of a void of his presence. And Ramela would emerge from there as four different ways to cover over Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So it means that the creation of Klal Yisrael is the creation of Klal Yisrael Be'etzem. Hashem created Klal Yisrael directly. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a world where it wouldn't be so clear, we'd have to discover him, so Memela, life from Memela, emerged four different ways of denying Hashem's existence. And that's a creation of Memela. It's not the same as a creation which is Lahedji. It's a creation of Memela. And the reason why you have number four is because there's four different ways of denying. There's four different directions. You could go forward, you can go behind, go to the right, go to the left. Each one of the directions represents a different form of fear. So anytime you find four, you're going to find this. It's going to be the four nations. I think we discussed the Tzelem, the Christian cross. That's the Kadmainim say this is a very old Messiah, because they deny Kadosh Baruch Hu his dominion in four different ways, in all the possible ways. And the number four represents the superficial aspects of this world. Why does the number four represent the superficial aspects of the world? Because the number six represents depth. Because four represents what's in front of you, what's behind you, what's to the right, what's to the left, north, west, east, and south. And six has another two dimensions, what's up and what's down. Chibur Shemayim V'Aretz. So when someone doesn't want Chibur Shemayim V'Aretz, they worship four. And they actually worship the Tzelem. They worship the cross because they're worshiping four. It means a man has control of his destiny. Man is a god. This sounds familiar. This is Christian theology. Where is God? God's to be found within man. They worship man. So the third river is Chidekel. He said the Chidekel is the river that separates between Aktisfar and Adasher. Margitin, the two cities, one's in Babel, one's in Chutzpah Babel, and there's a river running between them.
We
you have to bring.
Yet.
Okay, well, in Hashem, one of these years you will get there.
But no, it's on Vav, we should get there.
Yeah, this is a.
Yeah.
So, Chidekel's Yavan. Because the source of Chiyah starts out in Gan Eden, and the source is always one. The source of the world is one. And that source represents the Chiyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world. And that he is for Klal Yisrael, one source for one nation. And then there's four, you know, that's the direct creation. And then branching out from that, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Klal Yisrael, and that requires that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hide his presence, then it has to be four alternative sources of Chiyus, which originate from the original source of Chiyus, that you should have a way of getting a life without going back to the source. The nations, they have their own source of living, and they don't have to come on to the original source of all creation. And Chidakal is called Chidakal, and the reason why it's called Chidakal, it's Yavan, Shichad of Akala Bukzerasa. It's sharp and swift. And when it issues decrees against Klal Yisrael, it's sharp and swift. Anyone who owned an ox should inscribe on the horn of the ox the day the owner of the ox declare that they have no portion in the God of Israel. This is, this is Yavan. That's what Yavan does. Everything we discussed before that Klal Yisrael has a total relationship with Torah, and that's the way you embrace God totally and completely, is by having a total relationship with the Torah, that you have the chibur with the Torah, with the bechira machshava and dibur and ma'isa, and Klal Yisrael doesn't have any chatzitz, they have no hafsek, and Yavanim, they can't have that. They can have a chibur with the Torah with derech machshava, but they can't. They have a chibur in the Torah derech ma'isa. Klal Yisrael, that's the site of Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is that there's no chatzitz. We don't have to rationalize anything. We embrace totally and completely. We don't question. And the Yavanim, they have a hefsek between them and the Torah. They can't have it, and Klal Yisrael is not going to have it, because if Klal Yisrael has a chibur l'Torah and the Yavanim don't, that makes the Yavanim irrelevant. And they don't want to be irrelevant, because being irrelevant is not, it's not comfortable. But it's not right. Being irrelevant is not very relevant to them. So he had them inscribe on the Keren Ashar that they don't have a chiluk with Klal Yisrael, that they don't have this connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that sets them apart. And then the male of Klal Yisrael doesn't have that, then the Yavanim are also the purpose of creation. They want to also be part of the purpose of creation. And Klal Yisrael is a threat to that. So what's Pshat? What does this have to do with the Keren Ashar? So the Pshat in this, he brings and pierces their peck and end them. It brings the Gemara brachas. Amru. The Chazal say, "Vatayim Tzion." Tzion is Klal Yisrael, Zayin. Vatayim Tzion. Tzion says, "Azavani Hashem. Hashem has forsaken me."
Where is it?
This is a Gemara brachas. Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. And the pasuk is in Sefer Yeshaya. Tzion said, "God has forsaken me. Hashem shachani, and God has forgotten me." In fact, the Gemara, "Haynu azuva, haynu shchucha," being forsaken and being forgotten is the same thing. Now, what's the repetition? What's the double expression of azuva? We are forsaken and we are forgotten. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish answers. Amar Knesset Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. The Jews, the Jewish nation, says in front of God, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Adam Noisei Ish Al Ishto Rishayna. One is happily married to the first wife, and then he gets married to a second wife. At least he remembers the Maisim. She had some worthy acts. The Maisim of the Rishayna, even though he's betraying her by marrying a second wife. But the memory of the first wife lingers on. Atas of Tani. Number one, you have forsaken me, that you've taken another wife, Kiviyachol. And none of this kaktani. You also forgot everything. Everything I did for you. Klai Yisrael, not everything that Klai Yisrael did was worthy. But there were things that we did. So, Azavtani, Ishkaktani. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, this is referring to the time of the Churban. Kadosh Baruch Hu took another wife, Kiviyachol. It was terrible. It was terrible. Whatever the Goyim did was Matzliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu granted them miraculous powers. You know, there was a wall around the city. And it was impervious, a very thick wall. And they tried to attack the wall when it was impervious to all attack. And the Kesar, they were sent to fight, to breach the walls of the city. He was going to give up. But then he noticed that the walls looked a little lower today than they did the day before. And he started measuring. And every day, the walls were sinking further and further into the ground. That's taking another wife. Get out. I'm not getting out. I'm not leaving. I'm locking myself up in the house and no one's getting me out. I'll get you out. Your replacement will get you out. That's taking another wife. So what does the Rebbeinu Shlom say?
There's no replacement. There was just.
It certainly appeared like it. You're favoring the other one. Get out. Now you move in. Amalek Kodesh Baku, Biti, Nan Tochter, my daughter. Yud Bez Mazal is Baras Birkiya. I created 12 constellations. Those are the 12 constellations, the Mazalas. Each one is Shailut in a different month. I call Mazal a Mazal, and each and every one of the constellations, Baras Le Shleshim Chel. Each one of the constellations has 30. Well, Shleshim Chel literally means 30 armies. But it means groups of small stars that make up the constellation, that they service the constellation. Well, Kol Chel V'Chel, and each one of these armies of stars, Barasli Shleshim Ligyan, they have 13 even smaller groupings of stars. Well, Kol Ligyan V'Ligyan, Barasli Shleshim Riyatayin. Each one of the, you know, the subgroupings has a different, has another name. Well, call Riyatan Riyatan Brosley Shleshim Kartan. Well, call it's like you have it's never ending. And stars are never ending. Well, call Kartan Kartan Brosley Shleshim Gistra. Well, call Gistra Vigistra Talizmash. So there's 30 Gistras for every Kartan. Each and every gistra at least by shalosh meis v'shishim v'chamisha alpei ribe kechavim. Each gistra has 365,000 times 10,000. We're talking the millions here. 3.65 million. Kenegi yimeisachama. So the numbers here are astronomical.
What does that mean, yimeisachama?
There's 365 days in the year, and there's 365,000 times 10,000 stars. Take 300.
Oh,
you might say how
many? I was looking at the sun.
365,000 times 10,000.
What is that? What is
that? It's 3,650,000 stars.
To what?
A lot
more than
that. 1,000 times 1,000 is a million. 10,000 times 1,000. 10,000 times 1,000 is 10 million.
365 million. Wow. 365 million.
No.
Wait, in what?
365 10 millions.
Right. Excuse
me, so that's
3.65
billion. Yeah. And
thousands of 10,000s.
And there's 30 of those.
For each gistra, yeah.
For each gistra. I mean, and then there's 30
the
gistras.
The numbers are beyond. To beyond. Who did I made them all.
What's the dynamic of those numbers?
The Hashivas of 365 is Kenegi Meisachal. It's a Torah, it's a complete year. What's the 30s? It's what's the 30s. The 30s are connected to the days in the month. When time comes from the Bria of the heavenly bodies.
What was the 13? 13 Gisros, right?
No, 30. Everything is 30 until the Gisros. Until the stars that are Mishamish the Gisros. I made them all for you, my daughter. And they're still there. They're still shining. But Amitas of Tanish Kaptani, and you say that I have forsaken you and I have forgotten you. Atishkach Isha Ula, can a mother forget her baby? The Kodesh Baruch is speaking to Klai Yisrael like a child.
Why does Klai Yisrael speak to Kodesh Baruch as a wife to a husband, and then Hashem responds back as a daughter to a mother to a daughter?
Exactly, because there's a difference between a parent to a daughter and a husband and a wife. Mm-hmm. Is the relationship between a husband and a wife is not permanent. It could be severed. A spouse could become a non-spouse, but a child could never divorce a parent, and a parent can't divorce a child.
So
exactly. Klai Yisrael's perspective is that you threw me out. If you threw me out, that ends the relationship.
But the relationship is always like a...
Right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship transcends that.
But I'm saying in general, the relationship is usually referred to as husband-wife.
Avinu.
What does usual mean?
Pardon?
What does usual mean?
Oh, excuse me. Let me rephrase it. There are oftentimes where it's...
Often. It depends on the context. The Chazal said Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to himself in many roles. Sister.
But there are three main roles.
Kaisi Kala. Sister. Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to Klai Yisrael as a mother. Ad Kedei Kach. Right, we might talk about that one soon. Okay, maybe tonight in Mitzvah. Probably not.
Can you make a deal that the reason why one of the issues is Klai Yisrael saw it as a relationship that could be severed? That was the problem?
Right, that is the problem.
That's the problem.
Well, they may not have thought it was possible until they found themselves in Gaulis and the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, and that the Gentiles have the upper hand over them. Once they found themselves severed, they came to the conclusion that if you find yourself severed, then it must be that you can be severed. And that proves itself. There was no evidence of any chibur to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atishkach Isha Ula, could a woman forget her child? Her baby? Who is her baby? What is a baby? What does it mean, could a woman forget her baby? Why is it? What's the metaphor? Talking about a mother with the baby. Why did you talk about a father with a child? Or a mother? Because the baby, we're talking about the baby at the time of birth. That when the mother gives birth to the baby, and the baby comes out of the mother, could a mother forget the baby that came out of her? The metaphor is referring to the time of birth, that the child is actually created from the mother. The child's a shtick, uber yerachimai. It's a shtick mama. It's a tis ula, that you can't forget something that's a part of you. You have two entities that came together and had a very close relationship, but they're two entities. So when they separate, it's shayich for one to be forsaken or to be forgotten. I mean, the word forgotten here doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't remember us anymore. It means that we're not, our position is not in a position that we're memorable. We're not memorable. Because Baruch Hu says there's no shaykhis. There's no afshawis. There's no possible shikha. Because shikha is only when two things are apart from one another. You can't forget something that's you. I'm a Kaddish Baruch Hu Klum Eskach Eilas Eilim Mepitri Rachamim Shekrav Mefanim Bemidbar All the Kabbalas, the Kabbanoila and the Petar Rachams the firstborn of the animals that you brought in front of me in the Midbar. So this is Kabbalas that were brought when Klal Yisrael became a nation. There were a lot of other Kabbalas that were brought since then. Why is Hashem referring to those Kabbalas? The Kabbalas is the time of birth. And then Medayik, Shem says a carbon oil that they brought in the Midbar. Indeed, they brought carbon oils in the Midbar. And the Petarachams, why is Hashem mentioning the Petarachams? Because the Petarachams is also a carbon that's born from a mother cow. That the baby's born from the mother cow. And that baby is God's. And that baby is God's, and you're also God's. You're also a Petar Rechem. You know, the baby cow comes from the mother cow, and you, Klaus, you were also born. It's Mamash, it's Mamash Meduyik. I'm a Lefan of Rebbein Shlalem. However, in Shechlef Nekise Kvedaka, so you don't forget. It means you don't forget. There's no forgetting. So Shem Leitish Kachli Maisa Eichel. You know, the kayak of Zakarin is dangerous. If you remember all the good things, you're also going to remember the bad things. Gam Eila Tish Kachachna. The pasuk continues, Gam Eila, also this. Tish Kachachna. What's Eila? Eila, that's what the words that the Bnei Yisrael, the Erev Rav said to the Bnei Yisrael, Eila Lahach Yisrael. They said, no, it's called selective memory. No, that I'm going to forget. Hashem remembers the Petar Rechems. Hashem doesn't remember the Petar Egel. Am lefan Rebbeinu how be yishikol lefnei kisei kodecha. Oh, so you could forget. Selective amnesia. Hashem tish li maisa Sinai. You're going to forget that we were mekabel Torah in Sinai. We said nasa v'nishma. Am lefanoichi leish kachecha. I'm not going to forget. Anoichi is lashon of anoichi Hashem lekecha. I won't forget the sarsa divas. So Hashem remembers the Oilus and the Petar Rechems. Hashem forgets the Chet Egel. And Hashem remembers the Das of Nishma by Matan Torah.
If he forgot the Chet Egel, why
does it mean to be Mishkan? What does it mean? Ask better. What does it mean to forget the Maaseh Egel? Hashem is telling the Bnei Yisrael. By the way, I forgot the Maaseh Egel.
It's like that game where, like, if you announce that you remember it, you're out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're out.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're out. I just lost the game. Why did Amar Balaza, Amar Baishi, Amar Yixiv, Gamela, Tikachach, Nizam, Maisa, Ego, Varech, Leish, Kachach, Nizam, Maisa, Sina, what's the shot? I mean, we don't even have a beginnings of an understanding of this. We're learning Gittin. The word of Zion of Aleph brings a pasuk in Yechezkel. Kayama Hashem Elokim, so says the Lord God, Hasam its nefesh. Remove the head covering of the Kohen Gadol. Hasam its nefesh. Remove the head covering of the Kohen Gadol. Bahar Matara, and lift up the crown. Chista says, lift up the crown is referring to the crown that they used to make for for a chasson and the day was cast and I lift it up. No, the consumption wear these things anymore. Rahuna says it's referring to the crown of the Melech Tzidkiyahu. He was the last Melech. Remove that crown. Zeis le Zeis. Remove the head covering of the Kohen Gadol. Lift up the crown. This, not this. Zeis le, it's a cryptic statement. This, not this. Ashpela hadbe, that which was low, they lifted up. Hagavaya hishpel, and that which was high, they lowered. So, in fact, the Gemara talks about the crown, it talks about the head of the Kohen Gadol, it's referring to the Churban Abayis. Down in the Churban, the Kohen Gadol is not going to wear his head covering anymore because it's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash for him to do that Vaida.
Will there be a Kohen Gadol?
Well, it's the time of the Churban, there could be a Kohen Gadol. It's just he has no place to do that Vaida, yeah. After he dies, they're not going to appoint a new Kohen Gadol, if that's your question. But there'll be a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, okay, that's the first part of the Pasuk. What does it mean, Zeisler says, this, not this? That which was low, they picked up high. That which was high, they put down low. What does Zeisler says? Dasha Bavira. Bavira Dash and Zimnan, the Amalim Ishmeda of Ami. Sometimes it's said in the name of Ami. Sometimes in the name of Ravasi. You said that's it. There's not going to be any kingdom, no Malach in Yisrael. There won't be a Kohen Gadol in Yisrael. I'm a Malach Yisrael with me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Malach Yisrael sitting in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalaylam. Zeis land, Zeis. Lahen le Yisrael, Shekdiva levenach, Masina nasal nishma. You're going to do this to Klal Yisrael that they said Nasa before Nishma? Amalahan, Hashem said, no, Lizeis. Yisrael, Shishpila, Sagavai, Vigbias, Shafal, Ramid, Tzelem, Behechel. I'm not doing this to Klal Yisrael that said Nasa came to Nishma, I'm doing it to the Klal Yisrael that put an Avodah Zarah into the Hechel. Before, Hashem said that it's talking about two crowns, the crown of the Kohen Gadol, the crown of a Melech. And Klal Yisrael by Harsinai, they get to Nasa Mishma, they got two crowns. And Hashem says, okay, the Harsinai, they got two crowns, but now they're losing two crowns. Two crowns can have two crowns. It's the same type of, you know, here, it actually, this is the mirror image of the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says, I'm not going to remember, the Chedego, forget about it. Harsinai, yeah, remember Harsinai, not the Chedego. Here, this Gemara, Harsinai, forget about it. We're going to remember the Chet and Egel, the Tzelem that they put in the Hekel. I mean, that's a repeat of the Chet and Egel.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, the first Egel was by Maimon Harsinai. They made an Avodah Zarah by Maimon Harsinai. And where's Harsinai in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? Harsinai is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where Kmitziyah Tetzi Tzara. That is the Harsinai. So they put an eagle by Harsinai. It's the same thing. It wasn't an eagle. It wasn't an African eagle.
Are the two crowns Nasa and Nishma? Is that
Nishma? Two, Nasa and Nishma. Nishma. It's what Mashiach. What's Mashiach? I don't know, but that Gemara is a right of Klal Yisrael, but time it's in, Zavani Hashem. The Malach Yashar says you can't do it. Hashem said, did it anyway. He overruled them. He had Hashem gave him a tshuva. So what does this mean? What's Shem is Gemara and Brachas? Kodesh Baruch said they did a wonderful thing. They did in Har Sinai, but whatever they did, they undid. You get two crowns in Sinai, but you put it, you bring an Avodah Zarah. That means whatever loyalty that you displayed is gone. Zok to Maral. Is Armin on this Nakuda? Masha Maklum Eshkak Eilus Eilam Pitcher Rachman. What about the other Kabbalists? Layma kala kabana shekriva lefana. We didn't mention all the kabanas. Dafka the kabban oilas and the peta rechems. That's something. That is really something. Those kabanas are something. Rezesha balay mekein yisro shem asar men Hashem yisbara. You can never break away from God. It's not possible. Hashem nivarim and Hashem yisbara etzim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created them directly.
What, those two kabanas?
No, Hashem created Klal Yisrael directly. Rishayna. The whole world was created for them, and they're the first. So if Ma'isa Machshava Tchila, that the first Machshava was to create Klal Yisrael, everything Hashem created was for Klal Yisrael. They were the Kavana Rishayna. It's impossible. There's no such thing. Klal Yisrael was directly created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the entire world was created only for Klal Yisrael. Can never be removed, can never be relocated, dislocated. She is shayach from Shikha. She do, he doesn't say, it's not shayach Shikha. The way he words it, it's, we're not, you know. We're not referring to Klal Yisrael as a forgotten nation. Either they were forgotten, or they weren't forgotten, but Pael, we're referring to them as a nation that it's impossible to forget them. They're not shayach to Shikha, because they're chelak of the Etzem HaBriya, because Baruch Hu created them. When they should be Midbar, Yakrava, Rishayna. The first Kabbalists were in the Midbar. So it's not all the Kabbalists, there was 800 years of Kabbalists. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mentioning the first Kabbalah, Ke'akrav Rishayna Iker, Ve'etzam Adavar. Because the difference between the Kabbalah and the Midbar and the Kabbalah during all the 800 years in the Mishkan and in the Midbar for 40 years in the Mishkan and Shilai and Naiv and Givai and the first base of Midrash, those were Kabbalah which came second.
So when Hashem threatened to destroy all the Jews except for Moshe,
but Hashem also was meramis to Moshe that he shouldn't leave him alone. Hashem told Moshe, I want to destroy them, leave me alone so I could destroy them. So Moshe said, oh, so it's up to me, so I'll keep davening. That's like the Biskra.
But it was possible to destroy them.
No, it wasn't possible because Hashem didn't want to.
It's like when you're high school, I really don't want to do this, but I
Klal Yisrael deserved to get destroyed. And Hashem gave Klal Yisrael their life even though we didn't deserve it. They deserve, yes, we exist on two levels. If we view our own existence based on what we deserve, the sum total of what we deserve is zero. It's a very low number. We should have been destroyed long ago. The reason why we're still around is because Hashem wants us. So it means on one level, we have to be destroyed. On the other level, we can't be destroyed. And both levels exist simultaneously. There's Midas Adin, and there's Midas Arachmim, or Midas Achesed. Midas Adin is justice that's based on what we deserved, and Midas Arachmim, which is Kel Chesed, is the Ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for us to be here. We don't deserve it. So why are we here? Hashem wants us. What's taking pasuk by Nayach? Nayach was Yish Tzadik, Tamma Haya B'dayraisav. Is that why he was saved? No. It says Nayach Matzachain B'nei Hashem. Nayach was saved because he found favor in the eyes of God. What does finding favor have to do with anything? He wanted him. Favor means he wanted him. The sherish of the word chayin is chinam. He wanted him. And he wants us. And that's the only reason why we're here. So when Hashem showed Moshe is going to destroy Klal Yisrael, that was real. It wasn't fake. It was real. That's what the din says. But Akash Baruch Hu was Merames, he hinted, he alluded to Moshe Rabbeinu, It's telling the Meisher Rabbeinu to bring out a different midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The midah of Matas Kinnan, the midah of Yud Gimel Midas, of Hashem Hashem Kirachim B'Chanun. What is Chanun? Noyach Matzachim. And Meisher Rabbeinu said that Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if Klal Yisrael themselves daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu and they invoke the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, so Hashem deals with Klal Yisrael with the other circle, the circle of Chayin instead of the circle of Den. But Hashem doesn't do it unless we bring it out. He wants us to bring it out. We have to bring out our own chayin. So it was serious. It was serious, but Hashem didn't want us to be destroyed. Ein Yisrael Shem Asam and Hashem Yisbach, because Hashem wants us. How do we know Hashem wants us? Because He created us. If He wouldn't want us, He wouldn't create us. And as long as we're still around, our existence is evidence that He still wants us. Because if He wouldn't want us, we would cease to be. So every moment that we're here, sitting here at this table, so we are edus that Hashem wants us. And anything else in the world is edus that Hashem wants us to have the things that are in the world. Hashem wants us to have cupcakes, and that's why the cupcakes are around. Because... So it's not possible. Not that Hashem could or can't forget us. Hashem doesn't forget anything. I mean, the kayach of Shekhar is only by people. Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is gully via dual of fun of. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a memory. It's just everything is revealed. Forgetting is for people that have memories. If a memory, you can forget. Hashem doesn't have memories. It's all revealed. It's talking about us being in a matzav, in a mukkah, we're shaykh to forget. It's only shaykh to forget something that's not part of the prime plan. If this is, I want one thing, this is all that I want, and I don't want anything else but this, you can't forget it. My Rebbe Rebbe Gifter once explained, he had an awesome grasp of what he learned. I mean, I don't know what he learned. You can say he was a bucky in Shas. He was way beyond that. I mean, he read through the entire HS farm in Yeshiva Zubitzchachan when he was there. He knew that. He read through about a bunch, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of Sfarim from beginning to end. His own Sfarim collections. He had notes in the margins of every Sefer. You know, he went through them. Page, you know, from beginning to end, he wrote and wrote and wrote. His shlita, tfisa, he had it, you know, instant recall. No, he wasn't just a bucky b'shah, so whatever he learned. He explains, because he learns it with a desperation. It's so precious to him. He doesn't know when, you know, he doesn't know how long he's going to be in the world. You don't know. He's trying to, you know, to him it's the most precious thing in the world, and it's so vital to him that he has to use every single moment, because you don't know when you're going to have to stop. A Melech B'Torah is only in this world. There's no Melech B'Torah in the next world. And that's the sweetest thing to him, is to work hard and to understand Teruz Hashem. You put your kechus into it, you understand the kavanah Kadosh Baruch Hu put into it. How could you waste a moment? And Vela, you didn't forget. Because something that's a chelik of your essence, you don't forget. So Klai Yisrael is not, it's not that Hashem doesn't forget Klai Yisrael, they're not forgettable. Because Hashem wants one thing, at least in the parameters of our world. Hashem wants one thing. We don't know why He wants us, but we know what He wants. He wants us. And that's His ratzon. And that's His only ratzon. Yeah, we have ratzonos. We want to learn. We also like ice cream. But Hashem doesn't have other ratzon. He has one ratzon. And it's us. Because you're giving every person at this table should be filled with a tremendous sense of chashivas. That the only way of being Mekayim Hashem's Ratzon is us. And if there'll be only one person left in the entire world, any Jew, it doesn't matter which yid it is, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem still, the one Jew left in the entire world, Hashem still has what he wants. Doesn't matter who the yid is. Even if the yid's not such a good one, Hashem still has what he wants. So it's not, that's what it means. It's not Shai Chicha. Not that he doesn't forget. It's not Shai Chicha. You can't forget something which is the Iker. The Iker of Karbanis is the first Karbanis. Hakrav Rishon is the Iker, because all the other Karbanis, you know why you bring them? Because I brought the first one, so I'll keep going. So the second Karban, the third Karban, comes from the first Karban. I did the first one. It was a good experience. I'll do it again, I'll do it again, I'll do it again. Klai Yisrael, Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Bereishis. So you can't forget. Shai. Like we said, the Petah Rechem is, the carbon is also Bereishis. Firstborn child. So it's a racist of a racist. It's the first kabbanis, and it's the carbon of the firstborn child that mamash comes from the mother. So how could Hashem forget us?
What was the other carbon? The ola?
Carbonella.
That's a racist also?
What's a carbonella? Well, if you're asking already, what's a carbonella? You say. What's that? What's special about the carbonella?
Was it we burn all of it? Right?
Yeah, that means it's our expression that there's nothing for in it for us. It's all a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Same thing.
And those are the ones you remember?
Those are the ones that's not Shaykh Shikra. We're inseparable from Hashem's Ratzon. And we have to be careful with the words we use. We're not part of God. God doesn't have parts. I'm sorry. We're not part of God. God doesn't have them. We're inseparable from His Ratzon. He gets what He wants. God always gets what He wants. It's not shaykh, a musig, that God should want something and not have it. If He wants us, so then we are a force that, you know, we are an irresistible force. Because He wants us. So that's what I mean when we say we're part of Him. We're part of His Ratzon. Tishkach Isha Ula. The mother has such a connection to her child. It's impossible. The child comes from the body of the mother. And that's how we like Banim. Okay, well, let's stop over here.
There's a contradiction in the Gemaras. That one says, in the Gemara Bracha says, we lose the two crowns because Hashem remembers the one, the loss of the crowns of the of Avodah Zarah and the Heichal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they lost the crowns.
And then again, it says.
Yeah, that's the Gemara again. The Gemara Brachos.
Oh, the Gemara Brachos.
So Hashem could never forget the Karbanos of Sinai.
And
the Har Sinai.
But He can forget the eagle and...
Correct.
So it's a contradiction because He's remembering...
Right.
How do we answer that?
You didn't answer that yet. The Mitzvah Hashem will try and get back to that next week.
But we did understand that the...
No, it's not possible. It's not possible for Klal Yisrael to ever be separate from a Kaddish Baruch Hu because Hashem always gets what He wants, and He wants us.
And it's the only thing that He wants. How do we understand that it's the only thing that He wants?
It's the only Ratzon Hashem has revealed to us.
Okay.
Is that He wants a world for Klal Yisrael.
Okay. Two korbanos are two expressions of the fact that we are His first first Sprout's own, and we give everything for him.
And the Paterachim.
The Paterachim, which is...
the firstborn child of a cow.
Which is, you give that, so what is it, why doesn't he forget that? Why is it so?
Because that carbon represents us being the firstborn child of a Kadosh Baruch.
Unforgettable.
Morale doesn't say that Lahaja. I'm just, it's moving mitay tvarav. That is the Paterachim the Oila. He doesn't even mention it. I just thought it's moving Mimela. That is the Oila and the Paterachim. Hashem always gets what he wants, and he wants us. That's why we have Bechira, but in the end, he's going to get us. Mm-hmm. In the end, he's going to get us. If he gets us because we choose him, then we're going to benefit from that. If he gets, I don't say us, Hashem gets everyone in the end. Hashem gets those, despite their bad choices, he's going to get them, but they won't benefit from it. In the time of the Gula Asida, there won't be anybody left standing that's not going to be Beicher, that's not going to choose a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in the time of the Gula Asida, choosing a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be worth very much. It's going to be join the bandwagon. It's going to be, someone's going to have to be extremely, extremely stubborn not to join the bandwagon. This is Mamash Purim. Rabba me amei ois misyadim. Purim is a makvil, it's a peril to loss of love. Rabba me amei ois misyadim. It's not worth very much. The Vilna Gaon says, you're not allowed to be makabel gerim, is Mana Mashiach. No, they weren't makabel. They wanted to become gerim. They weren't makabel then. They wanted to. We're makabel, sorry, too late. You should have done it a year ago. Not now. You should have done it, when Haman's Gzeir was hanging over us. Not now. Now it's too late. So that's a big Kiddush Hashem that the Rabbi Meir Meir was Mishyadim. Hashem gets what he wants. Everyone is going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and be makir that you have to be on Hashem's side. But for the ones that join too late, they're not going to benefit from it. Hashem gets what he wants. If we use our bechira that we want what he wants, so we're going to be direct beneficiaries of our bechira. But even the ones that choose not to, in the end, they're going to how Rishi Eretz Yifnei Lecha, all the Rishayim are going to be pointed to Kadosh Baruch. If they choose it, then it's the Tevasa. If they don't choose it, Hashem is going to make a Kiddush Shemayim on top of them. Everyone's going to be a source of Kiddush Shemayim. He wants it. He gets what he wants.
Can we go off topic for a second?
No. Sure.
Are there's